it came from a need to connect local business owners with local women. I feel that with things like social media and email, we feel like we're very connected to the people around us. It's like a loud voyeurism that we have. But in the end, I think that we're actually misconnected. I don't think that we truly know what's out there. And I wanted to connect women and business owners in a forum where they can shake hands and look each other in the eye and truly spend time learning about each other, both as business owners and as local women.
So these exhibitors, they're not necessarily women-owned businesses, correct?
No.
But they have services that would appeal to women?
Yes. Baker Heating and Air, owned, well, by a family, but those are services. Women need them. But then we also have, you know, a day spa that is owned by a woman. So it's a little bit of everything. It's services, it's retail, it's things where women will be able to go and buy right there at the event, and then other things where they're going to take that information and go, I may not need your service right now, but I've made a connection with you.
You mentioned like a heating and air place. Is it your thought that maybe for some women, they're maybe not as comfortable talking to some of these people as they might be if they're in a relaxed environment like a trade show or exhibition?
I think anytime that we are face-to-face with people, that is just an easier connection to make. Women purchase and make decisions based on loyalty and references and recommendations of other people. So I wanted to put all these people who I believe do business with integrity, who believe in Roanoke, into one building and then allow local women the opportunity to meet them. I feel like I'm lucky enough to know them. Other people should be have that opportunity as well.
We're talking with Dana Harvey, the event host and producer for Roanoke Valley Women's Lifestyle Showcase, which is on October 29th.
Yes, October 29th.
You have some really interesting demographics in your exhibitor kit, the purchasing power of women, that women make, is it something like 85% of purchasing decisions in a household?
It's probably more if we were really honest. But that is what the typical statistics out there say. It's 85%. And, you know, we're making decisions on cars and electronics and all of these things where they think, well, that's typically a man's decision. Well, in the end, I believe women have as much purchasing power as men, even in those traditional situations.
As far as if you want to come in as an attendee, you can get in, I guess, with a food donation?
Well, it's actually free. We set this up to be a free event, but we have partnered with a couple local nonprofit organizations. We're asking that women who come to attend to bring a donation. We partnered with Feeding America Southwest Virginia, and we are collecting juice boxes for their backpack program. The important thing on this is that it has to be 100% juice. And that goes to their backpack program, which services children who have need for food outside of school. Then we also partnered with Bethany Hall, which is a program of Arch. We are collecting gently used women's business professional clothing that will go to them to allow women going back into the workforce to feel very confident in the clothing that they have for interviews or for that first day on the job.
The Roanoke Valley Women's Lifestyle Showcase, will you have a number of women-owned businesses as well?
We've got more than 100 businesses right now. I don't have the stats on men to women, but it's probably more women business owners involved at this point. But that's not to say we don't have room for more men.
And you know all about being a small business owner. You teach swimming lessons, so you know all about the trials and tribulations of owning your own business.
I do. And, you know, when I started teaching here in Roanoke, I didn't know anybody. So I have built a business from the ground up. I have failed and succeeded in marketing avenues, and I can relate to what most of these business owners are going through when they're looking for a platform to reach their target audience. And for me, it's local moms mostly.
Okay. So what are the hours and where is it on the 29th?
It's on October 29th from 10 to 5 at the Berglund Center in their special events building. We will have 200 swag bags for the first 200 women that attend.
What's the best way for people, if they're interested in, say, in exhibiting, Dana, to get a hold of you?
They can email me directly. The email address is showcase@roanoke4women.com.